it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where we take time and answer some of the questions you mailed in. We really try to be very selective on these things and get the best ones. We try to answer everybody, so we try to write everybody back, but the ones we save for here, the ones we seem to be the most of. So let's jump in it.
All righty. Joe, my wife grew up in a different denomination than I did. I believe in being baptized in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, but she's struggling with accepting that it is available for everyone or even for believers today. I'm not asking for ammunition to argue with her, but I would like to have some advice on how I can scripturally show her that it is for all of us if we want it.
Well, we've all been through it. Anybody ever got spirit filled? You know, I grew up good Southern Baptist, loved my church, loved my pastor. And then I moved because of the business. I had to move to a different state and different community. And so I'm still going to Southern Baptist Church, but our pastor would come to our charismatic Bible study on Monday night and teach us. And so he believes in the Bible. He just didn't do it for himself. And so, but he come teach us the word because we need somebody to teach us scripture. So it's got a broad world, but if you're married, you know, in my Bible, there are 10 scriptures about being filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues and why we do it, why it happened. It's still here. It's nothing new. And so what I do, I just keep those. I've got them pretty much memorized. So my first marriage, you know, I got spirit filled long before my wife did. She went to a church where they believed you had to tarry. You had to tarry for the Holy Spirit. Well, I didn't tarry. I was listening to Loretta Lynn on the country music station when I got spirit filled. I was driving home. And all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm just speaking in tongues. So to this day, you know, whether it's Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty, Johnny Cash, right here, country music, I sing along and when I sing the spirit. And so I did that for years. And so she gets so mad, like, what'd you do? And so our pastor, I went to him, like, how'd you get spirit filled? I was listening to Loretta Lynn. And he didn't believe it because they believed in tarrying. I didn't tarry. I just prayed on my knees. God, if this is real, I want it. You know, if the tongue can go with it, I'll take that too because I need help when I pray. I don't know how to pray as I ought. The Bible says that Paul wrote about it. So I think it's critical. It's important. You need to pray in the Holy Ghost as much as you can. That's why your brain's not involved. It's the Holy Spirit praying through you to the Father, the perfect will of God for yourself. I mean, it's real important. And so I'm not going to argue with anybody, especially my wife. But if you ask, well, here's why I do it, sugar. And my first marriage, she'd hear me. I've been bathroom shaving. I mean, I'm just letting it rip, singing to myself. And she'd walk in. We didn't fight about it, but she knew I did it all the time. Well, eventually, we went to this little meeting. And she said, I think maybe I need this. I said, well, honey, it's up to you. And so we came down to the meeting. She got filled with the Spirit and prayed in tongues the rest of her life. So you can't force anybody. Can't force them to get saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't see salvation. Well, it's in there. I don't see the Holy Spirit. Well, it's in there. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses and things established. So just be patient. Don't argue. Don't force it, but do it yourself. And, you know, that's the best thing I can recommend.
Yeah. And I would explain to her, you know, what the purpose of it for. And it is our comforter, our help in a time of need, our friend. It's what's supposed to help us live a successful Christian life on this planet.
We're not showing off. We're trying not to act holy. God gave it to us because when you don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit will help you pray. So it's critical. Like most time, I don't know how to pray. Ben, you know, pray. You know, about 2 minutes, I'm out of stuff to pray. You know, Lord, where do I go now? Well, you pray in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows what you need. He'll pray directly to the Father through you. And so I thought, whoa, what an advantage. And so, man, that's a great gift from God, incredible gift. I mean, Jesus told his own mother to wait in the upper room till the Spirit came. I mean, Jesus told Mary to do it. Like, Mom, I know it's real good. You're a good woman. You're going to be famous for a long time. But you need to go to that upper room and wait. When I go home, I'll send the Holy Spirit back. And it was an incredible story. So it wasn't a one-time deal. It's for everybody.
It is. And it is it's an amazing thing. You know, the Bible says, is any man thirsty? Let him come to me and drink.
Yep.
And out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. This he spoke of the Spirit of God. Yep. And so you know, I always say, are you thirsty? Of course you are. You wouldn't be here asking about it if you weren't thirsty. Then we're going to come to Jesus through prayer. And then we're just going to drink in his spirit. Mm-hmm. And then out of our
innermost
being will flow rivers of living water. Now, to me, when I don't know how to pray or when I don't know what to do, if I pray in the spirit, that is when I gain wisdom and comfort.
Things start happening.
Yeah. So because
it's not a magic wand. We're not Tinkerbell.
No.
It is the Spirit of God praying through us, the perfect will of God. Paul wrote about it in Romans. When you don't know how to pray.
Right.
When you don't know how to pray, the Spirit of God will help you pray according to God's perfect will.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Yeah. When you don't know how, when your brain, I don't know how to pray, God. Well, the Spirit in you will help you pray direct to the Father.
Yep.
And the devil will not understand a word you're saying. And that's amazing. That's a whole nother teach. That, well, what's he saying? Well, even the devil can't understand you. It goes straight to God. And so I told my kids their whole life, you can't pray in the Spirit enough. So get in the habit and just get in the habit of praying all the time. I don't believe in bowing my head and close my eyes. You can pray when you're driving the car, driving the tractor, mowing the grass, you know, coming down the stairs. Just let it go. Just, what are you doing? I'm just thanking God. The Bible says, when you pray in the Spirit, you're giving absolute perfect thanks to God the Father. What are you doing? I don't know, but I'm thanking God for something, man. I'm awful excited right now. I'm just thinking, and God inhabits praise.
Yep.
So praying in the Spirit does so many things. It's not a magic wand, but it is a tool that God gave us when we're here on this planet. You know, I don't need to pray in tongues to get to heaven. It's just for here before I get there. So it's a powerful tool God gave us. It's amazing.
My siblings grew up as Christians, and I know they had experiences with God growing up. As they've gotten older, I see them starting to question if God is real or starting to fall away from their beliefs. I don't know how to handle this, and I feel like there must be something I can do.
Well, probably not. You pray for them. You know, same as you pray for an unbeliever. Lord, take blindness from their minds, enlighten the eyes to understanding. Sin labors across their path. Have somebody at work talk. It can even be somebody that's not a believer that can say something to them that will, you know, strike iron and make them think. The devil's trying to lure everybody away. It's his full-time job. He's trying to deceive the believers. And the Bible has a lot said about the New Testament. It says, why? What happened to it? Well, they wandered away from the faith. How do you wander away from the faith? You stop practicing. You stop hanging out with believers. You stop going to church. You stop reading your Bible. You stop praying in the Spirit. There's things we're to do to maintain our strength. You know, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Well, how do you do that? Well, read your Bible because it builds faith. Without faith, you can't please God. Without faith, you don't whip the devil. Read your Bible. It builds faith, you know. Pray in the Spirit. Why? You're praying the perfect will of God. You don't know what to pray for. You've not been to tomorrow, but God's been to tomorrow. He sees what's coming up in your life, and the Spirit can pray and get things ready before you ever get to tomorrow. And so it's incredible. So just pray for them. Lord, take blindness from their minds, but don't make them feel bad. Don't make them feel guilty. You cannot condemn somebody into going to church. Don't you feel bad you don't go to church, you heathen? No, you can't say that. And they'll ask you. I mean, I had a big family, and they'd ask, especially when I got in the ministry. Yeah, just be blunt, you know. You think you need that to go to heaven? Well, you need Jesus to go to heaven. Do you know Jesus? Yeah, you ever made him the Lord of your life? Yeah, you ever prayed that prayer? Yeah, what'd you pray? I'll ask him. I prayed this. So, well, you're saved. Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you're going to heaven. Well, do I need the Holy Spirit? No, you can go to heaven without the Holy Spirit, but it would be better to go with him. He'll help you on your way. You know, he's for here now. You won't need him once you get to heaven. He was given for now. That's why when Jesus was raised to the dead, he told Mary, Mom, don't touch it. I'm not yet ascended to my Father, your Father, my God, and your God. I got to go lay the blood on the altar. But once I get there, I'll send the Holy Spirit back. He'll do the same thing I've done, but he can be everywhere all the time with everybody. He's not weird. He's not goofy. He's not flaky. He's not a weird doctrine. He's the same Spirit. I'm going to send back the Spirit. He will do the same thing I've done, but I'm limited. I'm in a human body now. I can only be in one place at one time, but the Spirit can be with everybody all the time. So it's a powerful thing. God got it set up. It's really good. I made myself happy.
Yeah. One time I knew this lady that had gone to Bible college. It was just really on fire for the Lord. And she just backslid, you know, for lack of a better term. And she was kind of breaking wild. I've never done this before, and I've never done it after. But this one time I just felt compelled and I ran into her in the mall. That shows you how long ago it was. Because I have not been to a mall in a long time. But she was walking in the mall and I saw her and I ran into her and I said, "Hey, how are you?" And she wouldn't make eye contact with me. You know, she was just kind of looking around. And I said, "Hey, listen, I want to tell you something. You know, God will let you go to hell if you want to.
Come on."
And she said, "Whoa, Angel, don't hold back, you know.
Let's just get ugly."
And I said, "Well, I care enough about you that I don't want you to. I care enough about your future that I'm going to tell you the truth." Now, if it's your siblings, I don't necessarily recommend that tactic. You might get pow. But you know, it wouldn't be bad to remind them, you know, "Do you remember when you had that encounter with God at camp?" Or, "Do you remember da-da-da-da?" And start to stir those things up in their hearts to remember them.
Yeah.
And one time I did say to somebody, I said, "You know, I know that you've had an encounter with God and the Holy Ghost. And no matter what you tell me, you can't take that away."
Nope.
And they went, "Ooh." And I could tell that really hadn't crossed their mind.
Yep.
And so pray for them, love them, and just ask the Holy Spirit to move on their behalf.
They've been blinded. The devil's trying to blind them. That's his only tool. The only tool the devil has, he lies and he blinds people.
Yeah.
So you can pray it. "Lord, take blindness from their mind. They've been blinded. You know, take their blind. Send laborers across their path. Have some people just walk by every day to witness to them."
Yeah.
And they'll be thinking, "Man, God's chased me." Yes, he is. And I'm cutting him loose on you.
All right, Joe, this is a little difficult to admit. I know there's power in prayer, but I'm finding it hard to sit down and pray. I just don't seem to know where to begin.
Well, let's go back to what we were just talking about praying in the Spirit. Paul, that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, Paul that prayed in the Holy Ghost all the time, Paul that wrote Romans said, you know, when you don't know how to pray, let the Holy Spirit pray through you. It's not what you feel. I don't feel like praying. I've led intercessory prayer for 10 years. I don't think I ever felt like praying. You feel like praying, Joe? Nope, not really. I like a cheeseburger. I need to go home and mow the grass. I got a kid that's flunking algebra. I got a lot of things I'm dealing with right now. And prayer's not on my mind. But it was Monday night. It's time for prayer. So we're going to do well. We're getting here. We're going to do a prayer. Well, we're going to spend the first 5 or 10 minutes. We're just going to worship God. We started prayer the same way. Well, I know we're here to pray, but let's take 5 minutes, just sing something. Let's just get a cappella and let's just worship God for a minute. The Bible says God inhabits praise. We need God. That's why we're here, to pray for people who need prayer. So we need God to get involved. So let's just start thanking him in advance. So let's just lift our hands. We're going to worship God for a minute. Just thank him. I don't care how you feel. Thank him. It's not what you feel. It's not your emotions. It's just thank God and he'll show up. So we do that 5 or 10 minutes. Okay, here's the prayer cards. I'll give you a stack because people would write them in at church all week. So I've got a stack. You've got a stack. Probably might be 2 dozen people there that night. Everybody got a stack of prayer cards. We'll get over in a corner, sit in a chair. You walk, stand, lay on your face. I don't care. But pray over these cards. And so, you know, pray for me. My wife and I are having problems in our marriage. Pray for me. I've had a bad diagnosis from the doctor. And so what do they need? Well, this one needs healing. Well, God, you said that by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. We're not going to be. It's already been provided. So, Father, I ask you to take blindness from their minds, send laborers across the path, talk to them when they go to sleep, when they wake up and walk during the day. You said you would. And help them, Father, grow them up and let their faith get stronger and show them the right scriptures. And so sometimes you'd get an answer within a week. I remember one time, one guy we'd pray for, it was 3 months. And like testimony, church on Sunday morning, 3 months that Monday night. Some guy stood up and thought, oh, man, we prayed for that guy 3 months ago. And God answers prayer, but it's not an overnighter thing. Some prayers get answered quick. Some might take a few years. But God always answers prayer. Especially, God said, I'll watch over my word to perform it. So when you pray, you're praying the scripture, not the request. God, this guy needs direction. Well, you promised you'd order his steps and direct his path. So, Father, I want you to order his steps and direct his paths.
You know, when I was first starting in the ministry, I was 19 and I was a youth pastor, very young. And
that's going to come out in the book pretty soon, by the way. It's going to be really good.
Well, the book, Could You Not Tarry 1 Hour, came out back then. Oh. And so everybody was doing this thing where they would get up like at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and the church would go and pray for an hour.
Yeah.
So I am not a morning person to this day, never have been. And so, but one time I dragged, my husband's over it. So I said, okay. So I get up and I'm over there.
Aren't you excited to be here? No.
And we're driving home and my husband said, how'd you like it? I go, well, not only could I not tarry 1 hour, I couldn't tarry for 5 minutes. I go, I fell asleep over there. And in 5 minutes, I'd prayed for everything I knew, missionaries, politicians, my family, everything else. Pretty, you know, I mean, I covered
it all
a couple times.
And I went to sleep when I hit them.
Yeah. So, but the thing is it, and I realized, it took me a little time to realize it, that was becoming a works that, hey God, watch me, watch what I'm doing. Yep. Da, 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 da. And it wasn't something that I just did like a lifestyle. Like I'm going to, you know, to the sword, just praying, you know, and I'm just talking to God and just sharing with him, just like I talk to a friend.
Yeah.
So instead of making it a duty, something that you have to clock in and clock out, just start making it a lifestyle. Like, God, you know what? I just thank you that today my steps are ordered by you. God, I just thank you for favor. Thank you for your supernatural wisdom, you know, you know, for moving on my kids today, protection, you know, I mean, it's just a conversation. And he's our friend. And that's how we need to talk to him.
He wants to meet your need more than you want it met, but he can't move unless you ask him. That's what prayer is.
Yep.
So I tell him, you don't have to bow your head and close your eyes. I don't think the whole time I had kids at home, we ever bowed our head and closed our eyes. We're going to pray. Keep your eyes open. I said, watch and pray. So keep your eyes open. Get in a circle. We're going to take a few minutes. Just going to pray about this thing with the family. We're going on vacation. Pray for grandma and just make it quick. God watch over his word, not our need. So God, your word said by Jesus stripes, grandma's healed. We believe that. We need a good report from the doctor. And so, and God would show up, you know, and then we kept a little log, you know, things we pray for. Okay. When did God answer that? What did he do? So we kept a journal, things that he had done. And we had a lot of those things he hadn't done yet. We're praying for these, what we prayed for, this we're still praying for. So keep a journal. That's kind of shoving the devil's face. Like, no, we're praying for this. We're believing God.
Yeah. And just don't look at it as a task, you know, just look at it as something fun to do. I get to share something with my God, my Savior, and it can be just between him and I.
And there's rewards in heaven, by the way, for praying. You know, it's just real carnal with me. Every time I pray, oh man, chinka chinka, I laid up some treasure in heaven. I'm praying for them. I pray for my president every day, whether I voted for him or not. God said, pray for those in authority. God told Daniel to pray for Nebuchadnezzar. He said, why is he going to become an evangelist? No, he's going to turn to a billy goat and eat grass for 7 years. But I need you to pray for him because I cannot move unless somebody prays for Nebuchadnezzar. So pray for him. That way you'll live a long time. So Daniel outlived three heathen kings, kept getting promoted. Why? He prayed for all of them. He prayed every day. Why? God said, I need you to pray, son, because your life depends on this. Well, is he going to get saved? No, he's going to turn into a nut, but I need you to pray for him. So pray for those in authority, whether you like it or not. Pray for your boss. Pray for your in-laws. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for everybody. Lord, bless them. They need it. Evidently, they're mad. Bless them. So I pray lots of this. Bless them, Lord. Give them favor. Every time the angel knows us, our whole life, we've never heard an ambulance come down the road or a fire engine. I'm not praying. Father, bless them. That with long life, you're going to satisfy them. Show them your salvation. I don't know who they are. Lord, bless them. With long life, you're going to satisfy them. Show them your salvation. Labors across their path. I pray for every ambulance I've ever heard my whole life since I've been spirit filled. And I don't know who they are. It doesn't matter. When I get to heaven, a bunch of people want to hug my neck. Hey, Joe, God answered your prayer when you heard that siren go by. I know you didn't know it. I want to hug your neck. I'm in heaven because of you. Woo! That was good.
And if you need prayer, you are welcome to send us your prayer request. We would love to pray for you and agree with you.
Yes.
And also, if you have questions that you would like us to address on Mondays, you feel free to send them at mail@joemcgeeministries.com.
There are no dumb questions. There are no dumb questions.
Yeah. And we sure appreciate you and our time we have together.
Yes.
Thank you. And you guys have a great week.
Bless you guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.